I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on the humble that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, welcome, ladies, gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, somewhere in the Quantimino with model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Hey.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
I'm so confused.
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino. I learned this recently, guys. No, you're good.
What'd you learn, Gemini Jackson?
The Pepsi number fever.
What the hell is that?
Ooh. So this was a promotion by PepsiCo in the Philippines. In the Philippines. So Pepsi number fever, also known as the 349 incident, was a promotion held by PepsiCo in the Philippines in 1992, which led to riots and the deaths of at least five people.
That's a lot of people.
This is how the Philippines loves to party, guys.
I am.
I don't know if I've ever told
you guys. Why is it called the 349 incident?
So the Pepsi promotion was, underneath each bottle cap would be a set of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And they would disseminate them. They would all get bought up. And within like that week, they would run a lottery.
Oh, okay.
For, I think it was something like a million, either 10 million or a million pesos.
They're pesos over there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Conversion rate's like 50 to $1.
Okay.
And so they had a very tightly controlled system, and each winning number had a microchip or something like that so that they can verify that it's the legit one. 1 week, they accidentally printed out a shit ton
of the microchip.
Of 349.
Oh. With the microchip?
Without. Only one had the microchip, but there was like so many that were printed, legitimately printed with the winning number.
No.
And so Filipinos do what Filipinos did, and they stormed PepsiCo.
That was their January 6th, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
They had a reason to do it.
Exactly. Look at that. Yeah, Pepsi. Fucked them.
Where's my PepsiCo
exactly.
pesos?
PepsiCo, Pepsi bucks, man.
Especially when they wanted Coke, dude, but the Filipino government, no, it's not the government. I mean, PepsiCo was asking them, is Pepsi fine? And guess what? It wasn't.
It was until it wasn't.
That's true. I guess they thought it was.
Why is it called Fever?
Because there was a...
That was the name of the
The promotion
campaign?
Was... Oh, okay. Pepsi number Fever was
yeah.
the
That was the name of the band.
Fever?
No, is there Pepsi a band number Fever.
Oh, Pepsi number Fever. Is there a band named Fever? I'm sure there is.
Probably.
What do you think they sound like?
Oh, baby!
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, like 90s progressive.
No, baby. I was trying to think of like a... I think it's like a hair metal band, if I had to guess okay. what they were. That's Seal.
Oh, yeah.
Motherfucking kiss from a rose on their, their logo would have to have the thunderbolts at the edges like Metallica and every
Fever.
Other band.
Fever, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a... I mean... You know, wish they
That's
didn't,
an unfortunate story, but
die.
It's fascinating.
It is an unfortunate story. Speaking of unfortunate stories, ask me about my morning.
Hey, Gemini Jackson!
Yeah, what's
How
up?
How do you spend your morning?
Well, this particular morning was a very cold morning.
Okay.
Yeah, and so...
Tell us about it.
Well, last week we were supposed to go on a little trip, but we had some flash overnight freezing.
Me and Gemini.
Brian McFly and myself. But our plane was scheduled to leave like 7 a.m., or
yeah.
something like that. So we were trying to be at the airport by like 5:30. And so I was leaving my house around 5 in the morning. And everything's already frozen over.
Oh.
But, you know, I decided to try it, which wasn't a great decision.
Even though like 99% of flights were canceled at that point?
They weren't quite canceled yet. So we were all up in the air until like we weren't.
Yeah. They ended up canceling the flight, but it was way later in the day.
Yeah. So.
Did you guys ever even get on the plane?
No. You know why?
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Because I slid on the road on the freeway and spun off and ended up in a ditch.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
But you were only there for like 30 minutes or so, right?
No, I was not. So you can, as you can imagine, no Wallace is on the road, so it's hard to come by, you know, help of any sort. Plus, you're at the bottom of a fucking ditch in the middle of the freeway.
And it's below freezing outside.
It's below freezing.
Were you in your truck?
I was in my truck.
Ugh.
Yeah. And so I spun out. I'm at the bottom of the ditch. And
how deep is this ditch?
How deep is this ditch?
It's about 100 feet from the road and about maybe 20 feet down.
That's pretty far. 15, dude.
Deep. Damn. Yeah, 15, 20 feet down.
You ain't climbing out of that one easy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was all sloped like this, so the walks isn't that
for
bad.
For our listeners, I said truck, but Gemini's truck is slammed pretty low.
It's factory slammed. I didn't do that.
Yeah. Factory slammed.
Factory slammed and on the...
Get it right!
Yeah. No four-wheel drive either, which may have helped.
I don't think it would have helped.
It may have helped.
Maybe.
I mean, I would have been able to keep better traction for sure. So I ended up in the ditch, and I'm sitting there, and I call the cops because I feel like I need to report this. Nothing's broken or I'm not injured at all. I slid very slowly off this ditch and just kept going. So I was spinning on the freeway, and then as I hit the dirt, I'm like, this is going to suck.
But sounds like the worst morning
ever. I just plow in, and I'm just going, and it's not that bad.
What time was this again?
5 a.m.
Damn, it's still dark.
Still dark. At the bottom of this ditch, call the cops, and they're like, what it sounds like is you need a tow truck.
That's what the cops told you?
Yeah.
You called 911
or 311? I called 911 specifically.
They told you to call 311.
They're like, hey, what it sounds like is you need a
that
tow.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Because that's how they're handling it these days.
Yeah. And I mean, like, okay. I was
Everybody.
Like, okay. Well, I was like, I thought maybe, you know, if there was damage or something that I caused
that,
I
should
but like.
The way they're trained is to like reroute you because there really is nothing wrong going on.
And there's nothing they could do specifically.
Hurt.
They're going to do that. Like what they would do is show up on the scene and then call a tow truck for you.
Right.
Well, or what if you were hurt, call an ambulance. Is I'm going to go back to sleep and you need to call someone else.
Yeah. What it sounds like is somebody else's problem. And so I call AAA because, you know, car carrying member.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. And so they send somebody out.
You should be, and we're not sponsored.
I'm not.
They send somebody out. It takes about an hour to get to me.
It's fair.
Yeah, it's fair because it's all iced over. And
you're about to be
what
saved.
What am I going
to
do? Yeah.
It's worth the wait.
Unfortunately.
Oh, no.
I'm too far for any of his tools to reach me.
Oh, my gosh. The chain's not long enough.
The two additional chains that he straps to his chain are not long enough, and he doesn't have a winch.
God!
And this fucking guy was trying for an hour.
Hey,
an
man.
An hour. And I was like, dude.
Gotta give him props.
Yeah, I hope
props.
They give you something. I'm not going to give you anything, but I hope they give you something. The powers that be.
Damn.
And so he's like,
because he made the effort to go out on the ice.
Dude. And he's,
he
and like,
slid.
I'm at the bottom and there's water down there and it's muddy and all this shit.
Oh!
So he's like soaked in this shit.
Oh,
I'm like,
really?
Dude, oh, this, I feel so bad for
Holy
this guy, but I'm in my truck and I'm,
Car's still running?
Car's still running good. Everything's purring like a baby.
Just get the chain where you need it, bro.
Except I can't get the chain where I need it.
Yeah.
So he takes off. And I call AAA again.
Oh, no.
And they're like, oh, we got to escalate this. This won't be covered under your standard rate. I'm like, that's fine. Just send somebody out. And they're like, yeah, but what it sounds like is you need like a rescue vehicle. I'm like, yes, that's exactly.
Like a helicopter? I need to be rescued.
Well, no, like a truck that has rescue capabilities that has, you know, that's not just a tow truck.
Like a bunch of robots that can like lift your truck out of the
like
ditch?
No, winches or something like that or extended stabilizations or something like that. Yeah, something that can pull...
I always
something
thought
different
tow trucks
out.
Had like chains that would.
They have chains, but I was too far down, and he can't go into the grass.
Man.
He normally would have been able to go on the grass.
This is an experience, Gemini Jackson.
I didn't consider that you needed to be rescued until this point.
Yeah,
but
me
you
neither.
Need to be rescued.
Well, I could have walked home. I wasn't that far.
You could climb out of that ditch.
Yeah,
okay, but you
really walked to the onto
edge of the street
onto the edge of the road many times.
Yeah.
So they're like, yeah, what it sounds like is you need a rescue vehicle. I'm like, yes, please send one. They said, okay. At this time, it's like 7 o'clock.
The sun is out.
Yeah, the sun is out. I'm feeling like an asshole, but fortunately, no one's out.
Yeah.
Under the pure light of God.
Yeah, under God's fucking light, I'm down here with my dick in my hand.
That everybody was smarter than Gemini Jack.
Absolutely.
This one point
the
in time.
The stupidest man on the road that day was me specifically, and there's proof. The dude in the ditch is obviously the stupidest dude out here.
The helicopter on the news is flying over.
Yeah,
look at this dumbass.
I would love a news report. What do we say? Stay home. What do we say? And they're like, okay, he'll be there in an hour. I'm like, that's fine.
No choice.
90 minutes go by.
Damn.
I'm like, fuck.
How much Netflix have you watched at
this
point?
Wait, so this is 8:30. You got there at 5. Now we're at 8:30.
Yeah, we're at 8:30.
Oh, man.
And so I
got a question.
Yes, of course.
At this point, does your lady know or not?
She knew immediately. I called her as soon as I got in the ditch, okay?
Okay.
I'm not going to leave her hanging.
Are you testing his masculinity?
No, I mean, like, who else am I going to tell?
Man, that's a pussy-ass move.
What are you going to, bitch? Because look,
pussy whipped.
Look, I was supposed to be in California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Show up at home? Hey, baby. Yeah.
By that time, had your flight been canceled?
Yes.
Oh!
Well, I canceled. I canceled the tickets. So we didn't.
They weren't. The flight wasn't canceled.
No, not at this point. So.
Running his mouth like that.
Yeah, so I'm at the bottom of this ditch. It's 8:30. It's 30 minutes past the time they're supposed to get there.
Wait, the flight itself wasn't canceled?
Nope, not until later.
Not until, we're getting there.
Okay,
we're getting there.
Okay, I'm just drawing the timeline here.
And so I call the company. He's like,
Which company? The travel company?
The tow company, because I called AAA back and they gave me the number and I called the tow company. And the tow company's like, oh yeah, where are you?
Who are you?
And I'm like, I'm at a ditch at the bottom of the freeway.
Yeah, I'm at the ditch.
And they're like, oh, yeah, we'll be there in 30 minutes.
It's like, been 90 minutes at this point.
Yeah. Can you guys come to the ditch?
Yeah. And so this is supposed to be a rescue vehicle.
And they bring out another tow truck?
The cops show up. And he's been here for like an hour already.
The cops just perched.
Just perched because he's like, well,
chatting,
you know.
Talking about
every now and then I'll go up. Yeah, exactly. Every now and then I'll go up, but I'm mostly just staying in my truck. So this new tow company does not even stop. Another 30 minutes goes by and I call them back and I'm like, hey, where's the dude? And he's like, oh, he drove by. He said, you're too far in the ditch, so he's not going to come and going to be able to get you.
This is the worst story ever.
He's not going to be able to come and get you. And I'm like,
why didn't you tell me?
Nobody decided to tell me that. How long ago was there? Oh, like 30 minutes ago. I was like, wow, that would have been awesome.
Yeah, he left a note, dude. He made a little paper airplane and threw it down to you. You didn't get that?
You didn't get the little check, yes, no, do you like me? But like, I had told the cop that I don't need him to call anyone because I already have this tow truck company coming, apparently.
Okay.
So
what
I
time
had to
is
fucking,
it?
This is
10:30?
What, 9 by now?
Okay, 9.
Maybe 9:30. So I have to walk back up the hill and talk to the cop. I'm like, yeah, if you could call someone.
Did he shoot you?
He did not, fortunately, because, he was also brown.
Oh, nice, dude.
You know, and we dapped. I'm like,
what kind, though?
We dapped, but I was still
like,
A-cap.
Gemini Jackson made him laugh.
Yeah, of course. Because I'm an idiot at the bottom of the fucking, what am I going to do?
If you can make that cop laugh, you're not getting shot that day.
It's a proven fact.
They love bits, dude. That's
the cops love bits.
Is this controversial to say that some people get shot because they're not doing bits?
Hey, man, it could be justified. Make him smile. Just spread the love.
Okay, so I follow up on this cop's offer to call the wrecker. And then he's like, well, they've been telling people they're not supposed to pull anyone now just to handle accidents. So I don't know if they're going to be able to send anybody out. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. He's like, if they're not able to come out, you can leave your truck and I'll take you home and then you can deal with it later. And then
sounds like a good idea at this point.
And then like 15 minutes go by and he's like, they're going to be able to send someone. I'm like, okay, awesome, great. Because I just want to get my truck out of here and like be back home and not have to deal with this later. So another hour comes by before the next tow truck gets here.
Day's almost over.
But he has a winch and he can pull me out. So I'm sitting in the cop's car while the guy's pulling my truck out.
Did the winch have big boobs?
She did not.
Okay.
She had some long ropes, though.
Yeah, shit, she could pull that truck out.
Exactly.
So, who give a fuck?
Exactly. So he hooked me up, and I'm in the cop's car, and he's starting to pull me out. And then the fucking...
No, don't say it!
Drives up is a fucking news car.
Oh, no!
Out of the window. You see cell phone hands start taking pics of my truck, and then drives off.
Oh, what?
Drives off! The cop's like, I should pull that guy over because he was using his cell phone. I'm like, yes, please. I need his phone right fucking now. So there's somewhere...
Look at this dumb motherfucker.
On the internet, probably on the news site, of my stupid ass truck in a ditch, and I gotta find it. Okay, guys,
it's already been published, man.
I gotta find it because I want to see it.
Yeah,
or it could have been.
I want to see it.
It could have been. Someone
I want to see it.
Sending it into the news and maybe they didn't use it.
Well, guys, no, they had like exactly. It could have not made the cut, but they were in a news car.
If you want to see this picture, join the Patreon. We're putting it behind the paywall.
Yeah, we have to.
That was gold, Gemini Jackson. Is the day over yet?
Yeah, well, by now it's 11 o'clock and I get home.
There is a silver lining, though.
There is a silver lining.
So the wife gets your truck out and you just managed to get home in the tow truck?
My truck's fine.
Oh, it is?
I drive home.
Okay. Yeah.
The silver lining is we're supposed to be in Palm Springs, you know.
Getting
our dick sucked. But we did get to still go to the meeting that we're supposed to. We still got to
by
do
Zoom?
A Zoom meeting.
Okay.
Yes, we
so
did.
That's kind of the fun part that we didn't get to go hang out in Palm Springs
but
and be at a fancy hotel.
We got to do
a meeting.
A meeting on Zoom. At the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah, no less.
They Zoomed us at the Ritz-Carlton.
So the in-person didn't happen. No. The reason for the in-person was because they were like upper-level clients?
No. Oh, you're trying to... Yeah, okay. Onboarding people and having them face-to-face for the first time and stuff like that.
I don't know these things.
So another silver lining was actually we had a connecting flight from Slam City to another city, to Palm Springs.
Uh-huh.
That leg from that other city to Palm Springs got canceled.
Yeah.
So we would have been fucking stuck there. We would have been stuck at that city.
Instead of being stuck at home.
Having the Zoom meeting at that city.
Yeah.
In their airport.
Yeah, without your amenities.
Like Terminal. Weren't we saying like something about that Tom Hanks movie?
Oh, Terminal? Yeah,
Terminal. Yeah.
Terminal Part 2.
Where he's like a
just
Russian
a couple
dude
of dudes.
Something.
Hello,
like,
I'm Tom Hanks.
Yeah. No, but it would have been Brian and I running around this terminal, sleeping and living life up.
What would you guys have been doing if you're stuck at that terminal with each other?
Probably getting massages. Coffee.
Maybe getting a
foot massages.
A dick rub.
Getting my sneakers polished.
Maybe playing some cards.
Of course. Yeah. And that's how I spent my morning.
Slaps. Yeah. Okay.
Six hours in a ditch.
Good story, Gemini Jackson. I don't know if you can one up that one. Mr. McFly.
I cannot. But I will say that the dog saga continues.
Tell us about it, Brian!
Also known as the Daga, yeah. Not to be confused with DACA, which is a...
It's a political thing.
It's an immigration policy.
Yeah.
But anyways, so, you know, you guys know how the dogs are driving me insane, dude.
Yeah, driving up a wall.
Multiple dogs. Okay.
There's fucking...
Let's go back to... You got the co-ed.
Yeah, the co-ed.
That got a puppy. That you left a note
for. The co-ed with a puppy.
Yes.
That you DM'd her. You literally DM'd
her. On her door.
You DM'd the
physically
fuck out of her. You you door messaged her.
Left a fucking post-it note on
you
her door.
You door messaged her.
With a message and even gave his info. Yeah.
By the way, I live two apartments down, so if, you know.
What do you think about that move of telling them where I am?
It's fine.
Okay.
No, that's creepy as all hell.
Do you think it's
I would leave a number versus.
I would have left
because look,
nothing.
I don't want them to actually come to my house unless I'm like, hey, let's go to my house.
I see what he's getting at though. He wanted some feedback.
Like, no, he also wanted to prove to, like, that he lives there.
Yeah,
like,
no,
hey,
that's
I'm not a weird guy.
You know, it was just an identification thing. It was like a. Yeah,
I see what you're saying.
I live here, but also because
if you're a neighbor and you don't know her name. You know her apartment number. You would answer with your apartment number. Yeah, you should just write Bethany.
I'm just saying, hey, I'm your neighbor, and here's where I live.
You could do that, too.
Yeah, that's fine.
Anyways, so, and then...
If you're in New York City.
Then you have some neighbors below you, or a neighbor below you.
Mildred.
Catholic. Well, I mean, she is a Mildred. Let's just call her
Mildred.
Mildred and Pete.
97 years old, has no remaining family.
Except Pete.
Except her beloved
so look,
Pete.
I've made peace with Pete, okay?
Of course. Pete's just
so
a crotchety old puppy.
Anymore?
Pete, he's still...
No, she's
kept her word.
Yeah, she keeps the blinds closed until 8:30.
Mildred.
Yeah, she's a peach.
What a sweetheart.
Pete's still Mally though throughout the day, but I forgive Pete.
Like when the Amazon delivery guy comes by.
Yeah, Pete's an old soul.
He's very protective
of Mildred.
He is.
As a good dog should be.
He's an old soul, like the young girls like to say.
Do they say that?
Do they still say that?
That I'm an old soul?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a trap.
You know.
It's a fucking trap.
It's a flag.
Yeah, I mean, only 16-year-old girls are saying that. So.
That they're old souls. So you can tell by their, you know, hey. No.
Yeah, I don't even need to check their ID at that point.
Which you wouldn't anyway.
So the puppy is under control.
Okay, so yeah, the other day, Pete was barking. The fucking, the puppy.
The co-ed.
The co-ed puppy.
Barking. And then there's another.
No!
Next door, there's dogs barking.
Wow.
Whoa!
That's four dogs at the same time. We're talking for
quadraphonic.
Hours. For hours, dude.
Quadraphonic canine
experience.
I wish
debauchery?
I had it queued up. I did record it, but it's
cacophony.
Cacophony,
that's it.
But
I
like that title.
It's too much of a pain in the ass.
Say it again.
Quadraphonic canine cacophony.
QCC?
QCC. No, quadraphonic with a C.
Triple C.
Triple C.
Oh, shit.
Quadraphonic. Wow. C-U-A-T.
Does it work that way? We can make it work.
We can make it work.
Okay.
It's a new word.
for hours, dude. I had a recording of it, but it would be too much to.
Oh, you made a tape out of this?
Yeah, it's his new podcast.
It's so crazy. So I was like, you know what? I had your voices in my head saying you're being a little bitch, dude. Just, I mean, I don't know. I just think you
the dogs are saying that in your head.
No, you guys,
his dogs.
Us feedbacking.
Yeah, my dogs, dude.
I don't think you're being a little bitch.
Not the dogs.
Is that what we're getting at?
You're my dogs. They're the dogs.
Yeah,
but anyways. So I was like, I can't do this. So I left another note.
On the new neighbor with the two dogs.
On the new neighbors with two dogs.
Because the other dogs.
Are these big dogs or little dogs? Like yappers or they got like some
one's
heft?
A yapper, one's a heft.
And okay. Pete's got a pass.
Pete's fine. Whatever.
He's the only dog allowed to yap.
Yeah, because he's old as fuck, dude. Yeah.
But the puppy,
Mildred
and
needs
those two
him.
Dogs? Yeah. But, shut the fuck up.
But I left a note on the next door neighbor.
Do you know those neighbors by any chance or seen them?
But I left a neighbor and I said, look. I said, I'm sorry. I
is
don't
this
know.
Handwritten?
I kind of it was apologetic because I'm.
Or is this typed in
soft dicking it?
Handwritten, soft dicking. Yeah, I put
3215.
Brian 321X.
Come on, hey, Mark.
So, anyways, and then like maybe I would say, oh yeah, and I text my mom this whole time, and she goes, I wouldn't have left my name.
What?
And I was like, really? Why? And she was like, I don't know. I just what? And I was like, no, I'm not going to be a coward about it. Right. So
yeah, Brian.
So I went out there and I was almost thought about tearing off the my
the name
at the bottom.
Oh wow!
But I didn't, and it was already taken. Actually,
ooh,
so
oh, yeah.
She'd already taken off the door. Anyway, she came over. I looked through the pee hole.
Monkeys
she knocked
the
on the
bottom,
door,
yeah.
And there's like a woman with a white claw in her hands.
Oh,
well,
oh.
Someone's trying to make some peace here.
Yeah, an offering,
yeah, an olive branch.
So she extended the white
tell
claw.
Tell us about it, Brian.
So you know? Did you know
this is a new neighbor?
There is no law when it comes to the claw.
Well, it's lawless in her apartment, dude.
Clawless.
Just dogs going with clawless.
Now that they drank them all, it's clawless.
It's not clawless. There are dogs, and each of them has four.
That's true.
There's eight.
Overcornified!
But there's so it's her and some other and some guy, and so I open the door, and I'm smiling.
Hey, can Jeff go home?
No, I'll tell you why. Jeff doesn't need to go home. But I'll tell you why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Jeff. Thank you for chaperoning.
If you want to have a seat over there, you're welcome to watch.
Oh, you're going to cuck him. I didn't see this coming.
No, that's not what I mean.
It's that kind of stuff.
No,
hot wife situation.
No.
Just
Jeff is gay
that.
As hell is the
oh,
thing.
Oh, I see.
The roommates?
You'll find out that Jeff is gay as fuck.
I see. So Jeff.
Jeff is hanging out with
Brian.
It.
Oh.
Well, so I open the door. I'm smiling because this warms my heart because she's like, she's being cute with holding the white
claw.
So
we got some millennials here. What do you got here?
Maybe 35 or something.
Okay. Millennials.
Yes. I open the door and she's like, I'm so sorry. She's like, thanks for leaving a note, which I don't understand why she's thanking me.
No, it's, hey, it's if she appreciates it genuinely.
She's
and it's
new
not,
to the area.
It's literally not a bad move.
She didn't think it was a bad idea, but it was a bad idea.
Because you could have just been rude and fucking let it, you could have let it fester and then it would have overflown and then you would have just been banging at her door telling her
with
dog to shut the fuck
that's
up.
That's true. And also I learned later that it's like they're afraid of people complaining to the apartment complex, which I don't want to do. And
yeah,
because
they didn't pay a deposit.
Oh, that too.
Oh,
anyways,
they didn't
she invites me to a party later on down the hall. And before I close the door, Jeff is like, are you single?
Hey.
And I was like, yes, I am.
Model of the millennium.
And he's just like grabbing my hand. I mean, he's just like sexually assaulting me, Jeff.
Wow.
And I'm like,
congratulations.
Oh, okay, nice to meet you, Jeff. I'm going to call the cops on you.
I want you to want me.
But anyway, so I was like, you know what? I need to go down to that party. I didn't want to.
Yeah, you should.
I did not want to because I
don't
be so
like
prude.
Don't, I
don't be a
like
little
people.
Bitch.
You don't like going, yeah, you don't like people.
But I went and it was fun.
Yeah,
I had a good time. It was a bunch of old
did you
people
get
like
tongue?
Us. No, I didn't.
Did you get bung?
No, I got no bung or
well,
tongue.
Well, then why did you even go?
I know.
Well, there was the possible opportunity
no
with
tongue
Jeff.
No tongue or no bung? No, Jeff would have bunged you and
Jeff,
tongued you.
Well, there was another
bung
guy.
Bung then tongue or tongue then bung?
There was a guy there, and Jeff and that guy, I mean, they were like...
They were tongue and bunging.
They were back again. Party on, come on, let's begin.
It wasn't this kind of party, but everyone's just chilling, doing
karaoke.
He put his
dick
karaoke.
In the mashed potatoes?
Well, he might as well, because these two guys were like, I mean, making out hard. They were probably, they had boners, dude. There's
did you
no
get a semi
way.
Off that?
Raging.
Huh?
Did your 85% get a semi
no,
off that?
No, it was just tasteless. It was tacky.
Oh, I feel you,
gauche.
Man. It was gauche.
He walked by, tapped them on the shoulder mid-makeout and jerk-off session and said, gauche much?
Which ironically was gayer than what they were doing.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely. Anyways. They're like, and they're like, ew.
Yeah, ew.
Just fuck off.
See yourself out. Mm-hmm.
But anyways, it was a nice ending to, I mean, it started out with a shitty little note that I left, and it became an.
This
a
sounds
nice
like
ending.
A good episode yeah, of the Brian McFly show.
This is, yeah, this is Brian McFly. This, your memoir is called My Life in Notes.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got mail. You've got snail trail.
You've got notes.
You've got DMs.
That has
You've
to be something about the canines too.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
The must love dog notes.
But anyways, last night I left another note on the co-ed because it
you
was
You need
insane,
to get yourself some
dude.
Stationery, dude.
That one was.
Yeah, you need some letterhead, bitch.
Yeah. It has a little dog. I can get it printed. It has. Yeah. It's a dog note.
No, it has a dog with like a it's buster a sign on
no,
it.
No, it's the shape of a dog.
It's like Ghostbusters, but with a dog instead of Slimer.
That's right. But anyway, so that one hasn't ended well. That
hey,
one's
maybe you tell the apartment
insane.
Complex about that one who
I
also
might.
Didn't pay her pet deposit.
Yeah, no.
What flavor was a White Claw? It sounds like a leftover.
I didn't look at it
raspberry.
Too hard. It's in,
say
it,
cherry.
It's in my refrigerator. And I
say cherry.
Oh.
But I'm like, it's like haunting me, so I probably gotta get rid of it.
You need to toss it.
And you
that.
Made a little.
You don't want to go back on fucking White Claw, man.
I know.
Go back on good shit.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Brian Sober, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. I haven't talked about it in a while.
So you just have a little shrine, like her DNA might be on this.
No, she
would have cloned her.
You know, she was fine.
But not fine.
Not fine.
She was fine, but not
fine. She was nice.
She little ooh. Sexy ass oh, down. Bitch.
So but, the party that was going on down the hall was just other
neighbors?
It was neighbors?
A fucking dinner party. Yeah. Sounds like it.
Oh, it was?
No, it was just older people, you know.
Was it BYO?
Did they have fucking board games? Was,
they did have board games.
Of course,
like,
that's what
old
people do.
And, but they were also
Cards Against Humanity. They're playing like a fucking 8-year-old game.
Like Know Your
did they
meme
just fucking find that game?
I think it was more like Know Your Meme type or whatever it's called. And they were doing karaoke. You know, Britney Spears. There's a lot of gay people there.
And you're like, cut my life into pieces.
What did you sing, Brian?
Who let the dogs out?
Macarena.
I didn't pick one because I was too much of a coward. But I did sing along to Evanescence.
You would have gotten your dick sucked.
I sang along to Evanescence.
Okay.
No, he did the rap part.
Okay.
Wait.
Wake me up. I can't wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Save me. That's fine.
Yeah, it was fun though.
What would you have picked though? Like, what did you want to pick had you had the courage?
I suck at karaoke because I always.
No, you got to pick a song,
no,
man.
He picks Bright Eyes.
I pick sad songs.
Do you like music? I think you would have picked a Long December. That's what
Oh, yeah. December.
Don't forget
that's a good
that,
one,
Brian.
Dude.
If you have a chance at karaoke, don't be shy and pick a Long December.
Fucking Burrito, whenever he goes to karaoke, he always picks beer songs. It's like, bro, nobody really wants to hear Toxicity again.
I do.
Toxicity.
Yeah. All our city. All our city.
That is a good candidate, but it's not a karaoke song.
Yeah, it's a great song, but it's not a karaoke song.
Third Eye Blind songs are pretty good.
That's not bad.
More Burrito.
Of course.
Jumper.
Yeah, no, which one, though?
Yeah which one?
No, Jumper.
No,
say it.
It has
say
to be.
The meth
no,
one.
It's not going to be.
It has to be.
No,
though.
It's not.
Simi Charm Kind of Life.
Yeah, both of those are
okay.
good.
Okay.
Which one
would
do you grab for, though?
I don't know.
Simi Charm seems
pick
kind
one.
Of more.
Yeah. Third Eye Blind lyrics you remember?
Sky was gold. Something with it, something
yeah,
it was
probably probably semi-charmed because everyone else will sing along with you.
Dude, Christian, you can take
something else
to get me through this.
If you're worried about singing, like pick a song that everyone will just sing along
good. That's
with
like a
you.
Tip.
Yeah.
Hey, insider tip.
Burrito.
Rephrase that.
If you're worried about singing karaoke by yourself, pick a song that everyone likes to sing along with, and then you won't have to sing alone.
Nice.
You're never alone when it comes to journey.
The more you know.
Boomers.
Are you, in the notes it says boomers.
Yeah, you could just read what it says there.
It says boomers. How do you get over the inability to be the best version of yourself? Are we the boomers that you're referring to?
We can be if you want to.
Okay. We can be boom.
Anytime on the timeline, the quantum knows.
What was boy,
just
right.
one
Ooh.
Day?
How'd you phrase this in the?
He said he was gonna page Dr. Smartman.
Yeah, but in the chat you said it differently. I think.
Oh. No, this is a copy paste.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you get over the inability to be the best version of yourself?
Yeah. What'd you say? Do you remember?
How did I expand it? I can't remember. This is too much shop talk.
But what is the question?
But Gemini brought up an example was like the failure to reach the fifth jack.
Yeah.
Oh.
So once upon a time, your best version of yourself was like someone who could like fuck till the sun came up.
Maybe 10 jacks.
Yeah, and that's where the boomer part comes in.
Right,
yeah.
But now you're struggling for that fifth.
Yeah.
Like a boomer bitch.
But how do you get over that inability?
Can I ask you why you thought of this? Was there an impetus?
No.
He sprained his back.
Yeah, you're like, this is not the best.
This is really what brought it on for me. Was like, whenever the alarm clock goes off and how many times I hit the snooze button.
Oh, you snoozing.
I snooze all the time.
Once upon a time.
That's the best version of myself.
Oh, no. The best version of myself was like not having a snooze button and sleep until noon.
Oh, okay.
That was the best version of myself.
Wow. How do you get over being a king?
Yeah.
How do you get over not being a king anymore? How do you get over not being a king anymore, basically?
And it's a kid. It's like a child thing.
Yeah, like nowadays I got to hit a fucking snooze button.
Just to buy more time to sleep.
And really, that's what it was boiling down to, was I was just kind of looking at a timeline, and it's like, you know, you're working day and night, you know, doing your thing, and it's like, you'd rather be doing something else, but it's just like, time keeps ticking, and the responsibilities keep stacking up, and there's no way you can be the best version of yourself if you have all these obligations.
I can't think back to the best version of myself.
No, there is a best version of yourself.
The best!
No, of yourself. Like, don't compare yourself to anyone else or like what kind of.
Well, like, remember when you had ab?
Yeah.
What?
Do you remember when you had ab?
Like, thinking you're like mine.
Yeah. Like, have like an ab?
Yeah, one ab.
I did have ab.
Yeah,
so
see?
When you were actually.
No, I had ab.
When you won Model of the Millennium, could have been the best version of yourself.
Yeah.
But that, I was like 12 then, 13.
Do you think that was the best version? Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Like, when you peaked and why you cannot peak anymore.
Your athletic
and you have to be able to, like,
He's still peaking.
That.
Isn't the answer always age?
AIDS?
AIDS?
Age.
It could be disability.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, but in our case, I don't think it's disability, except mentally.
I mean,
boomer-wise,
we're going age, but other things can happen, right?
The mind is
so
willing.
But you were kind of talking about, what, like, you're too tired to kind of, like, give the energy, like, that certain
things
need.
I mean, is that
need?
The answer?
Too
is
drunk?
Apathy.
Too fuck? Too drunk to fuck?
The question isn't, is it happening? The question is, how do you get over it? How do you...
Oh, how do I?
What's the coping mechanism?
How do you get past it? Yeah.
That you cannot be the best version of yourself or have the resource in order to be the best version of yourself.
You know what I have to do? What I've been doing recently, like going to that party, I have to do the opposite. There's a Seinfeld episode about this. But it's just like you do the opposite of what you would normally do. At least me. Because I'm just like, or what I feel like doing. It's not everything, but deep down I know I'm like, I need to do the opposite in this situation. Because,
like, you would have temporary
moments.
Because I
would usually just be a fucking fuck off.
Yeah. So the best version of myself is when I'm not listening to that voice that says, stay home, don't do anything.
Best version was when you went to that party.
Yeah, even though.
And sang the rap backup to Evanescence.
Yes, yeah. That
wake
was,
me up!
That absolutely
save
was.
Me! I can't wake up!
But yeah,
I
feel you.
Song,
call my name and save
so that
me
is like a
from
good, like,
the dark.
I think my answer to this
is that a different song?
No, it's the fucking rap. That's
like
the break, dude.
It's when
the break.
He flows his
when he has his moment in the sun.
Yeah.
Oh, because it almost sounded like you were doing Spice Girls.
Slam your body down and wind it all around. See, I know those lyrics, but I don't know Evanescence lyrics.
It's fine.
You're right. What were you saying, Arthur?
Oh, yeah. So, what was that Quibi show that went to, like, Roku Express? I kind of explained this in a good way. It was just, like, I can't remember what it was called. But the point was that he would only accept what was going on now. He lived his every waking moment of absorbing now. Not thinking of the past,
He's
not thinking of the future.
He's currently his best version of himself.
Yeah. At all times.
At all times.
I don't understand.
Because the past is, like, the past version of himself is irrelevant. Whether it could be better at this task that is before him is irrelevant because the task is present now and he has to be, he is the best version of himself.
And you don't think ahead either.
Oh, this was,
I think it was called, like, the Spectacular Now or something like that.
Was it, like, a non-fiction? It was a non-narrative?
We're all practicing mindfulness.
Okay. No, it was, like, a drama TV series thing. I mean, it was Quibi. And it had, like, your favorite actor in it.
I got many.
Yeah. The guy that's like the brother of the other guy.
Oh, the Lucas brothers.
Yeah. In his own starring role. One of the Lucas brothers.
Lucas. That's how he's titled
as.
One of the Lucas's ass.
Check one.
Hey, I'm a Lucas brother. Which one? Yep.
Now, I'll remember the actor. Who's the two actors in Pineapple Express? The two main ones.
There's Cuck Seth Rogen and there's James Franco.
And then Franco's brother.
Oh, Dave
Franco.
So it's starring Dave Franco.
Okay. Is it a good show?
It's pretty good. I'll spoil like the beginning.
R.I.P. Quibi.
For some reason, he's like hating his life and he attempts to commit suicide. But before he gets to commit suicide, his brother commits suicide.
Oh, no.
And that's how it starts.
That's fun. Oh, wow. That's a good.
And it's just kind of this like downhill thing. But yeah. It's like bite-sized episodes.
Right.
So you can get through it and like watching a movie.
That's cool.
The whole thing. But I just like the idea that was like presented in that show was just like living in the now. Was what really got me. He's like, that's how you get out of the inability to be the best version of yourself.
I guess
always
so.
Be the best version of yourself because but the moment is
I think
what
you still need.
You
the
need
context
perspective.
Yeah, I mean,
to
like,
know that
yeah.
Hey, I was able to accomplish this before.
And also, I wouldn't normally do this. That's another thing. Like
go to the party.
I never do this, and I always regret not doing it. So I need to have
going
that
to
kind
the party
of,
you were invited to, or drinking right. The White Claw.
Don't drink the White Claw. You yeah. Should probably throw that away today.
What flavor was it?
I think it's
say cherry.
Why? Why do you keep saying that?
Have you ever had a cherry White Claw?
No.
You've never had a White Claw.
White Claw. Oh. I don't know why I think he has.
No, in the same way that like he hasn't tried dating apps,
right.
I haven't tried White Claw right. Because right. It wasn't around okay. Back when
so
I was
So I should
partying.
Just explain exactly. It like you'll never know. It's like the worst flavor of White Claw, and it's like drinking cough syrup.
No, cherry's the worst flavor of a lot of stuff, so I can
I don't
I can
know,
get,
man.
Like what?
It's a bad flavor. I'll,
like
I'll give
woman?
You that.
What do you mean?
Flavor of woman?
What do you mean?
Cherry.
But what do you mean?
Hymen.
Oh, what, blood and skin?
Ew. Yeah.
It's blood not, and mucus
yes.
Membrane?
That's the name of my fucking sex tape. Blood and mucus.
With Nine Inch Nails on the background?
No, just me masturbating. What happens?
He's on the seventh jack. It's just blood.
Gross.
So, Burrito, please chime in.
For the next one?
No, we're still getting over the inability.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to hear the Dr. Smartman version
hey,
of things.
Hey, Paging Dr. Smartman.
That's what I would have said. I would have said, you know, you have to look forward and, you know,
not
think
look
about
forward
things that you're...
Or not
no,
look
you'd,
back.
You'd have to look forward and think about what you're doing right now and what you're good at the moment because there are things that you can be best at that you couldn't have been previously.
That's very true.
Wisdom!
I'm sorry, I didn't follow.
So there's things that you got good at over time by practicing it,
yeah.
Say like playing guitar or something, and your best version of yourself that you're thinking of may not have been that good at guitar as you are now because of the wisdom.
Just because that dude can masturbate five times
yeah,
a day.
Yeah, he was too busy jacking
no
off.
No problem.
When he could have been shredding!
Doesn't mean he could shred like you do now.
That's true.
Just yes. Because he got ab doesn't mean he can play guitar like you do now.
That's right.
And a fiddler
good
crab
point.
Claw for an arm.
Good point,
a fiddler
dude.
Crab claw for an arm.
Yeah.
Wow, dude. You know what, Burrito? I was pissed at you for bringing in that fucking crap
perspective.
Earlier.
Perspective.
But now you're back, dude.
You're back, baby. Speaking of back.
Speaking of Burrito.
And back. Japanese convenience store
no shit.
Chain running out of fried chicken takes precautions to save Christmas, you say?
They saved Christmas, apparently.
Burrito, live from the scene.
For themselves.
Live from last Christmas.
Live from Christmas in Japan.
Live from the time machine.
Burrito, live from Christmas in Japan. Burrito.
Yeah, so this is something that I just found out.
No, you're finding it out currently as you are in Japan, yeah. And it's Christmas.
And we have evergreen trees.
Well, actually, it's November.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, that's
okay.
Right. Because you gotta
tell
save
us about it.
You're right.
It's the middle
Christmas.
Of November.
Are they too busy eating turkey?
I'm gonna set the stage. It's the middle of November. Chicken is scarce.
Oh, yeah.
To say the least.
Right.
What's the reason for that?
COVID and
supply and demand?
Chicken AIDS?
Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, just.
Christmas.
Yeah, just COVID. Yeah.
Oh, so they're stockpiling the supply for Christmas
right,
in November.
Right. So because Christmas time is a big
chicken
fried chicken eating event
oh, yeah.
For the people of Japan a long time ago. I don't know exactly when. I probably should have looked it up. The head of KFC in Japan.
Colonel Sanders.
Himself.
Somehow convinced everyone in Japan that Americans eat fried chicken on Christmas.
Nice.
It's like
smart
that's their
as
meal.
Fuck.
That was
yeah.
What I think happened was an ad campaign where
yeah.
They just showed like
people
it was
eating
Christmas time and
Christmas.
People eating chicken, and it yeah. Just created a whole movement.
A lot
and
like
people,
a jokey
thing people just didn't fact
no, I
check
think it.
Probably,
I think they
yeah.
Just had a seasonal
like,
commercial
yeah.
Kind of like
exactly.
How Coca-Cola
and it made
has
it well,
a polar bears.
It's made it well over
yeah.
There. Exactly.
Yeah.
Polar bears don't actually drink Coca-Cola.
And I mean, they can.
They'll rip your asshole out.
They'll rip your asshole out.
So don't fuck with them.
They could take your truck out of the ditch, though.
They could have. Yeah. I should have just called a polar bear.
Yeah, you're fucking right. Coke.
I'm fucked up. I should have just called a polar bear.
Yeah, the police.
One of those Coca-Cola Christmas polar bears.
Please.
Take it out. You didn't
police just say, hey,
wench.
Maybe you want to call a tow truck.
One of the traditions is to have fried chicken on Christmas. And so this Japanese convenience store named Family Mart has some chicken that's called Famichiki.
Famichiki.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's cute.
And so to make sure they had enough chicken to make fried chicken for everyone on Christmas, they stopped selling chicken for like a month.
Sometimes daddy's got to step in and say, hey, man, no chicken. Sorry.
Sometimes dad got to save Christmas.
Sometimes got to.
So was that the big reveal?
Yeah. How do you guys feel about that?
Oh, man. I don't feel anything about it. I just want to be real. Like, because I already knew all that. But I also...
He doesn't feel anything for
on the
it.
Supply and demand. I could hold out for a month for some Famichiki.
Yeah.
It's really a microcosm of like geopolitics or, you know, domestic politics where it's like sometimes Big Brother steps in and, you know, what's the right thing to do? Should you, you know,
death
know.
Panels? Are you talking about death panels?
Like some places here decided to raise the price.
That's what I was going
to
ask.
That's another way to
is
do it.
Is this a moral obligation or are they just trying to
it's
cash in?
It's great for business. They knew they were going to sell this chicken regardless, and they can probably sell fried chicken more than they can sell like raw chicken. Sure.
And there was like a shortage of chicken because I feel I like that know. Doesn't exist.
Yeah, there's a shortage of chicken. It's, Japan's a fucking, you got to ship it from somewhere.
Yeah,
and like nobody's shipping.
Yeah, they shipped it from Thailand. They ship them from Thailand. And the problem was things were backed up from Thailand, but also there wasn't anyone to work in the factories.
Family Mart?
No, the factories in Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of COVID to prepare the chicken.
Yeah.
I mean, you do what you got to do. You know, you got to do what you do to save Christmas.
I think it was it's great for business. I don't think they were necessarily thinking of the profit markup they would make for the fried chicken versus raw chicken. But I do think they were going to be facing a lot of upset customers come Christmas time if there's no Famichiki.
Yeah.
It's Christmas!
That's what they would say.
Yeah, Family Mart ruined Christmas.
It's Christmas.
But it's Christmas.
Where my bright chicken? Where my bright chicken?
I can save that last one for this.
And that was Double X Quantimino. Where my chicken at? Hey, is that what they... Hey, where my chicken at?
Colute has financial advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Julio will help you diversify your holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. Or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
He had more baritone than usual. I like
and
that.
This is the news. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, Julio's, he's been in the gym. He's been working.
Yeah, I think he got a prescription for tea. I think he had low tea before.
Yeah, now he's just fucking...
He got tea.
He's juiced.
Yeah.
Julio,
well, I mean, within
he put the tea in
healthy range. He's not...
He put the tea in Tejas.
That's right.
We should start a fucking low tea clinic.
From Triple C Corporation.
Yeah. Tejas low tea.
They put the tea in Tejas.
Like, it doesn't mean anything.
Triple T?
Triple T.
Triple C, triple T?
Sure, man.
Man beaten with metal skillet after declining an offer of potatoes.
Okay.
A man was arrested after being accused of beating another person with a metal skillet who refused an offer of potatoes.
Okay, all right, I'm sorry. Who hit who? Okay, I'm the person who refused the potatoes.
Is this at
Ding!
A buffet?
Oh my God.
It was at a house.
Okay. Is this an honor thing?
No, I think this dude was making breakfast, and I guess these two dudes were arguing, right? They were probably roommates, and he's making potatoes. Like, you want any potatoes? No, I don't want your fucking potatoes.
I don't want your fucking
you don't want
stinky
my fucking
ass.
Potatoes! Ding!
What's funny about the ding, dude, that's in the cartoons is that in real life...
does not
that's
sound
a,
the
that's
same.
That's a traumatic brain injury.
It does not sound the same at all.
That's a TBI, my man.
You're absolutely right. Speaking of TBI, Skyfari ride passenger at San Diego Zoo gets stuck for an hour after vandalism caused ride to stop.
What kind of vandalism was this, Gemini
Skyfari.
Jackson?
San Diego fire crews rescued passengers on the San Diego Zoo's gondola.
It's not going to tell you.
It's not going to tell me. But I feel like some kids were screwing around on the gondola and unscrewed some bolts and then it caused the whole thing to
they're calling that
to
vandalism,
go
you think?
Kind of course,
is.
Yeah.
I just imagine vandalism being like...
Graffiti?
Just like graffiti.
Not necessarily
I
just graffiti.
You're right.
Vandalism is a spectrum. Vandalism is a spectrum.
That's true.
These criminals could have been drunk.
Vandals.
You know what? I bet they would have been drunk if they had it on some boozy Baja Blast.
You right.
Is that a real thing?
Not yet.
It will be. It's joining the Hard Mountain Dew lineup, but no plans for them to serve it at Taco Bell yet.
I'm happy we live in a timeline where there's Hard Mountain Dew.
Yeah. God.
Yeah.
A boozy Baja Blast, dude. That's what I'm going to relapse on. Actually.
Yeah, I think that's you.
That's it, dude.
I've never heard anything more Brian than boozy Baja Blast.
I get into AA and they're like, get no, back. You know, they're like, you know what? That doesn't count. Get out there, dude.
Get out of here.
We get it.
Get some more Baja Blast.
Yeah. Take it to the face.
That's a free lapse.
Take it to the face.
Speaking of taking it to the face, 40-person brawl breaks out at Golden Corral over steak.
Steak.
This also happened in Pennsylvania where that guy was struck with a skillet.
Damn.
There's food-related crime in Pennsylvania. So yeah. This is your travel advisory. Food-related crime in Pennsylvania. Now back to you in the news.
Arthur, do you want to talk about how you, you know, had a racist thought when you originally...
I did not have a racist thought. This is Arthur.
What did I
did make an assumption that it was a bunch of dudes. So I did incorporate masculinity.
You know what? It wasn't
toxic
even dudes.
Masculinity.
There were women. There were a lot of women, dude.
I think it was a bunch
shocking.
Of people.
That's true, man.
So one time I went to Golden Corral.
Yeah.
And this was in the before times.
Yeah. When they only had one type of food, like all American?
No, this was before COVID.
Oh, okay.
So they had steaks that day, fortunately. And I got a whole steak. Steak.
Yeah.
I got a whole one. They also have...
What do you mean a whole one?
A whole steak. They gave me a whole steak.
Yeah, that's what they do.
No, sometimes they cut them up.
Oh, you're right. My bad.
Yeah. So this is the before times, when times were good. So I got a whole steak, and I proceeded to the fucking dessert bar.
Uh-huh. Chocolate fountain?
Where they got a fucking chocolate fondue fountain.
You did not put the steak in there, dude.
I got some chocolate steak that day.
What's that like?
It's better than you think.
Really?
It's decadent.
Wow.
It's extraordinary. Wow. You know how sometimes sweetness tastes better with a touch of salt?
Yeah.
Now imagine a whole steak dipped in chocolate, baby!
Holy crap, dude. That is decadent, dude. That's
decadent.
That could only have happened in the before times.
They can you describe me?
Ass if you did it right now, dude. They would
yes,
kick your
absolutely.
Ass.
Yes, absolutely. But can you describe me? Outside of human meat, what's a more decadent dish than
I
chocolate
can't think of
steak?
One.
Fuck out of here if you say anything.
Yeah. You have a candied ham. Then you have human... Wait, no. Then you have chocolate-covered steak.
Right.
Then you have the most human dangerous meat.
The
pussy.
Most... Long. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
Eating... Shaving the roast beef and eating it in a fucking hoagie roll.
Or frying it up with some bacon.
Some chitlins.
So anyways, about this fight, what would you have, how would you have corrected this, or what do you think?
I would leave
who's correcting anything.
No, dude, let them all fucking kill each other. I don't give a shit. I'm leaving.
Burn this place to the ground.
Oh, did you hear that reenactment around the corner?
Oh, no.
Gemini Jackson is cutting the meat. Brian is coming in line to get some steak, and so is Burrito Bandito.
Hey, what do you want?
Can I get a whole steak this time, please?
I need that steak. I need that steak.
Oh, sorry. This is the last whole steak, and he already asked for it. Plus,
we'll just cut it in half.
Excuse me, sir.
I'm gonna cut it. Could I cut it in half?
Hold on.
Yeah,
sir. I'm in front of you.
My kid wants some steak. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just gonna eat the steak myself. I'm eating the steak myself. Fuck both of you.
Hey, well, guess what?
I have. I don't think so.
Yeah, I do. Snakes behind the sneeze guard. Eating it.
Guess what?
Stop me.
What's that little thing? Hold on one second. Time out. What's that thing where you put the baby thing in? Baby booster thing?
Oh, a high
car
chair.
Car seat?
Oh, high chair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to take the steak? I got a high chair right here.
Oh, you got a high chair?
Boom!
Oh!
Boom!
Off the
That's a high chair to the face.
And hey, sir, what? Behind me in line?
Uh-huh.
Boom!
Oh!
Is that a ladder? Where did you get a ladder from?
She's going to the side. Oh, my God. It's a shotgun.
I don't know, dude. So that's pretty much
it. I wanted to make it WrestleMania, and then you made it a high school event.
Well, how did the guy cutting the meat behind the counter end up wanting the steak?
He ate it because nobody could decide. He was King Solomon himself.
Oh, shit.
He was King Solomon who ate the baby in the real story.
Was
Do you
I
guys
talking
know that?
Over when you were trying to make that connection?
Yeah.
God. Man, I really fucked up, dude.
No, you'll hear it later.
That's a good one, the King Solomon thing.
No, I just made that
right
now.
They're going to have to screw all of their furniture to the ground now.
Yeah.
You're right.
But they really do that in the clip, doesn't they? They pick up the high chair thing?
Yeah, they do.
It's a woman. A woman picks up a high chair and hits another woman.
Well.
I mean, these...
They probably had it coming.
These clams. These clams, dude. Clams. These are some hyped up clams, dude.
But I don't think they're going to screw down the high chair. I think they're going to put up like ropes, like ticket taking ropes kind of thing. Or
some have tickets already.
For steak?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Some Golden Corrals have a ticketing system.
Really? Like,
yeah, like at the DMV. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. 147?
I need to check that one.
147, yeah, 148. Oh, I have 147. We're on 148 now. Fuck you. Give me the steak.
That's how it started.
I have 147. I have 148. Yeah. That's how it started.
Yeah, we should have done that in the improv.
You know what flight's not being canceled?
Your ass.
This Japanese flight.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese potato chip designer, despite not being Japanese and currently asking everyone if they pronounce it potato or potato. Digging up this week's Mr. Potato headlines, this is Burrito's Nippon News. Segment within a segment.
I do love potato chips.
Potato chips, you say? Excellent.
Who says potato?
Yeah.
I've never heard that shit in my life.
Yeah, I've never heard that either. That's what I found from all my surveys. Have you heard tomato?
Yeah, in British people do.
British, yeah. Do they not say potato?
No, I've never heard that shit.
Do they not say potato?
I think they say potato. Yeah, they say tomato.
Yeah, why wouldn't they?
I'll ask Peppa Pig next time I see her.
Peppa got canceled.
I think bourgeoisie, the bourgeois in British land.
Potato. Pass the potatoes. Potatoes are grouton.
So talk about these chips, Burrito.
Do you guys like getting your fingers all...
I do!
Cheesy.
Jesus.
Powdery.
Yeah?
I mean, it's an event. It's
you
it's,
have to.
It's part of the experience, man. I'm eating Cheetos and that shit don't get on my fingers.
Yeah, if I'm not a fucking total slob and I'm not sucking off my fingers, what am I even eating Cheetos for?
If my dick don't turn orange from eating Cheetos!
Remember that joke?
Yeah. Well, which one?
The guy goes to the doctor. He said, doctor, I got a fucking orange dick. The doctor's like, oh my God, let me see. Okay. So have you been doing anything different? The guy's like, nah, just my usual thing. He's like, what do you do? Well, every day I go home, grab out Cheetos, and just masturbate.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. I mean, maybe it would have hit harder if I didn't know that we were talking about Cheeto fingers before. I don't know.
Well, you can't do that anymore in Japan because there's two brands who have made potato chips that don't get your fingers all powdery. Mm.
Holy shit. This seems like...
Bullshit!
Sounds illegal.
I got it. They put Teflon on the powder.
Teflon?
Yeah, you guys can't fool me, Japan. Teflon, idiot! Like
it can't be good. It can't be as good.
Yeah, because how is it sticking to the potatoes but not your fingers? People and potatoes are made out of the same thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's cooked into
long potato.
I like the way that long they named
potato.
This.
Yam.
What'd they name it, Burrito?
This brand of potato chip uses a revolutionary KGT manufacturing method.
I don't like the sound of that.
KGT stands for Koga Tenetsu Kinyukui.
What is this, amateur hour?
Anyway.
That's what it sounds. That's it what it stands for, okay?
Hard to get powder on hands in English.
Hard to get powder on hands. Art's not buying these chips. Not None that he it. Buys chips anyway.
This is like, this.
Are you a
like,
chipman?
Yeah, I like chips. I like salt and vinegar chips.
Do you love chips?
I love salt and vinegar chips.
I don't get powdery shit when I eat salt and vinegar chips.
It says they found a way to maintain the same level of taste without using huge amounts of flavor dust.
They would say that.
It says the first step involves making extra thick cut chips, as this is important for the chip to hold the oishisa no shizuku, or globs of deliciousness.
Me personally? Yeah. I like the fucking thin chips, guys.
Yeah.
You need to get your little sexy ass down.
I like
I'm not trying to get fucking french fries.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to last. This isn't good. They probably have some kind of chemical on there that causes autism or something.
They got some interesting flavors. You want to hear them?
Sure.
Right?
Kalbi. Let me guess. Kalbi and maybe Tokyo banana.
Dried bonito fish and kelp.
Oh, I hate that.
I'm out.
Shellfish broth and sea lettuce.
That's why these won't sell.
Japanese pepper and miso.
Basically, that seems fine.
Oh, this one you might like. Beef broth and wasabi?
Sure.
Okay,
yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
I don't like beef flavored chips, dude. Like Lay's tried that. I mean, don't.
Oh.
I also don't like the beef flavor.
I don't want the beef flavor. Unless it's actual like from a steak.
They did have like a steak and potatoes chip, which had like cheese and bacon flavory in addition to the steak.
Fine. Yeah.
It was good.
This was Pringles?
No, Lay's.
Oh.
You know when they have the competition chips?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. What's your flavor? What would you submit? Is this
my
a DXQ?
Flavor?
Yeah, this is a DXQ. What's your latest
for
flavor?
Your approval.
Oh, the Midnight Society. My flavor of potato chips would probably be potato chip. The best, like, sea salt and potatoes. Maybe some of those blue potatoes. Who knows? I don't know. There's, like, the brand of, like, those veggie chips that are like potato chips.
Yeah, those
you know
are
what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I think they're called, like, Terra chips or something like that.
I don't know those.
No, but there's, like, the...
I know veggie straws.
Oh, I hate those, man.
Okay.
Can't stand those. Such a gimmick. Like, they call one, like, tomato and the other one kale and taste nothing like tomato. They all taste the same! It's just color!
All right, guys. You heard it here first.
I don't know if you guys remember, there was a brand of potato chips that had, like, an alligator on the front.
Hmm.
They were barbecue flavored.
Oh, yeah. With a Z?
Zabos?
I'm not sure.
Zabos?
I'm not really sure.
Are you talking about Zabos? Cajun crawtaters?
Zabos?
I think it's Zep.
Zabos?
Zeppos?
I think it's Lord Zed.
Zed's is a DJ.
Oh, Lord Zed's from Power Rangers.
Lord Zed is from Power Rangers. You're right.
Did they make KFC chips?
Maybe. They should.
Fried chicken ones? Yeah, well, they make KFC taxis.
Free KFC taxis.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
So there's a taxi and it's got like KFC fried chicken wrap on the outside. So it looks like you're being driven around in a KFC chicken.
Like a bucket?
Yeah.
Is it a bucket?
Well, no, it's just like.
Well, then I don't want it.
Like
if it's just
stick?
A wrapped car that has KFC.
The inside is decorated in KFC.
Does it smell like fried chicken?
The leather is the kernel's skin.
I don't think so.
If it doesn't smell like fried chicken, what's the point?
Yeah, fried chicken air fresheners.
You can order it.
In the car?
They should
They'll
think
fry
about
that shit in the car?
They should actually, like if you order...
But they do give you a coupon.
Oh. What?
Do you still have to pay for the taxi?
No, the taxi is free.
That's cool.
Excellent.
But
that's great.
Well,
they should have
it should
fried
only
chicken
drive,
in there.
It should only drop you off at KFC's.
It should.
That's funny.
Yeah,
there's a catch.
You could order it, and it's just so long as you were being picked up and dropped off within Osaka.
So how much did KFC pay to read this?
Yeah, where's your cut, dude?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you just pocketing it all?
It's kind of a KFC
No, a KFC secret. KFC secret.
It's a KFC secret?
Yeah.
Where's the SC trope about this? Is it the fried chicken part, the KFC? Or
yeah, it's fried chicken.
Okay.
KFC's legit the worst.
You doubled down on fried chicken today, man.
Hey-o.
I did.
I hope you had that for lunch. Maybe you had this for lunch.
I didn't. I also did not have cup noodle for lunch, but this isn't an actual cup noodle. They're releasing humidifiers that look like a cup noodle.
Why?
Just kitschy.
Well, yeah.
Do you put the ramen in the humidifier and
so
let it humidify?
That would be really cool if you could
that.
Smell
and
it.
You
if
do.
It would smell like ramen. No, you. It doesn't do that. It
smells like ass.
But it,
like you
it's
take
just
a piss
humidifier.
In this humidifier.
But it absolutely looks like a hot cup noodle.
Ah, the vapor's coming out of the top of it.
Okay.
I
see.
That's fun.
Yeah, with the steam coming out the top.
Is it better than that pillow you got?
The one where
looks pretty cool.
That you fuck.
Yeah, do you fuck your fucking pillow,
no,
dude?
We don't
your
want to
cup
talk
ramen,
about my cup noodle pillow.
Yeah,
I fucked my pillow when I was a younger man.
It's your own.
Yeah,
that's for me.
You made your mom change your sheets.
Change them,
crusty.
Change them, change them, Dorothy. That was the news across the world.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Get serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-done cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
Abu gets, and I gets it, so get it. What I have for lunch?
What I have for lunch? I'll go first real quick. Boomchi, like you knew what I had today, but it was like that what I had today, but I got something special to say about one time I had that. recently.
Christ.
So I can tell Boom-chi. People, yeah, Boom-chi McDonald's.
The one thing I had about that time I had, yeah. But it's special, different time than that time I had today.
Yeah. The time ball. Yeah. That's how I get over the inability to be the best version of myself.
You get McDonald's?
I remember those days. Yeah, I just hate myself.
Yeah, if I'm not feeling 100%, I go grab McDonald's.
Hey, facts.
And I then I prove to myself, hey, it could have been worse.
Yeah, I need just to know I'm alive. And I don't want the world. Okay, so I had the signature meal.
Yeah, the art.
I had
Arthur,
the Arthur Dude meal.
Nearly
yes.
perfect meal.
Yeah, the nearly perfected meal. Arthur Dude meal.
But...
I was actually having McDonald's twice that day.
Oh, you cheating ass.
No.
So the second time, and both times I went into the app, the second time I went back in the app, and for some reason, the items were still in the cart.
Shit.
Yeah.
Nice. No, they knew you'd be back.
It was some sort of glitch in the Matrix.
It wasn't
where they
a cashing
never
issue.
Charged me for this
Arthur they gave
dude
it to
meal.
You?
Yeah. I guess they forgot to push
what?
The he got it button or something. And it never left my cart.
Wow.
Payment never completed or something. But
that was like
so
God.
You just show up again.
Food.
That was a God shot,
no,
dude.
Because the second order showed up. So instantly you can think they're not going to go retrace that lost order.
Yeah.
I mean, it was only like a $4 meal, but still.
It was
what
a free $4.
What a blessing,
free?
Though, dude.
Yeah.
That was God's plan.
Yeah, dude. Bless up.
Dude, this is what fucking Drake was talking about right here.
God, man.
It was a free, nearly
free
perfect Arthur dude
nearly
meal.
Perfect Arthur dude
free
meal.
Mickey D's, God bless.
Gemini Jackson, what'd you have for lunch?
Ooh,
was
had...
it a truck in a ditch?
A truck in a ditch, dude.
Yeah.
No, I had that the other day. Today I
Humble
had...
Pie.
It's not. It wasn't the best URL of all time.
Okay.
Boom-chi
was
wasn't.
Was Burger King?
No, Boom-chi...
It wasn't
same
Taco
genre.
Bell.
Oh.
Was it Taco Cabana?
It was.
Really? All
right. Nice. Did you have a burrito bowl?
I had a bowl. It wasn't a burrito, though.
A Cabana bowl.
Yes. Boom-chi Cabana bowl. What flavor?
Steak?
Steak on steak on steak today, guys.
With all the fixings.
Nice. All the fixings. Nice. Did you know, actually, guess how many calories a Cabana bowl
oh,
is?
Oh, it's a lot, dude.
I'm going to say 1,200.
I'm going to say it's like 950.
Burrito.
Ooh. 1,100.
It is 1,000.
Jeez,
oh,
I,
ooh,
that
so,
Price is Right rules.
Yep.
I win.
Burrito or Brian won.
Brian McFly, come on down.
That's a lot of calories.
It's
dude.
A lot of calories for one thing.
Fuck, 1,000 worth
yeah.
it.
You're supposed to eat two.
Yeah,
two. But, your serving size per day is two Cabana bowls.
This is Gemini Jackson who skips lunch on the reg.
You're right, and this was a late lunch too. So
did you
I treated
like,
myself
fall
to 1,000 calories
after that?
I could stay awake. Just to hear you breathing.
Ryder Fly, what'd you have for lunch?
Breathing.
He does that.
Breathing.
Yeah, that's it. Boom Chi. Dago Wops, baby.
You had fucking.
No, you might
Olive
not get
Garden?
This. Well, it served it.
Minestrone.
No, I don't even know what that is.
Pizza.
Oh, it's a soup.
I know this answer because he told me earlier, so I'll kindly step
oh,
back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's recusing. Yeah. We got a recusation.
Is it lasagna?
Is, yeah, it was.
Yep.
Oh, because you knew
Boom
too?
Chi. No, I had no idea.
Oh, really?
I had that the other day.
I had a coworker. Did you get made? Did someone give you a coworker?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did you get your
I just found that on the shelf, and I was like, what this like?
What lasagna like?
What lasagna like in a can? Turns
a can?
Out, all right.
My one-word clue would have been Garfield.
Oh, no, I
yeah.
Wait, did you have lasagna soup?
No.
Ew!
I had lasagna soup.
Reno had that.
Soup.
And it still makes me vomit.
I had lasagna Wait, soup.
It's probably not that bad.
Not that bad.
Lasagna
remember
soup.
Remember called right. how gimmicky lasagna soup is?
What about ketchup soup?
That's
oh,
even worse.
What the fuck? But anyways, I had lasagna for at lunch and it was nice.
Nice.
It was nice. Anyways. Burritix, what you have for lunch?
Boom-chi. A bunch of little balls.
Oh, good. You had matzo balls and no. And lentils.
Yeah, but
did you have
treat?
Cocoa puffs?
Did you have cocoa
oh,
puffs for lunch?
Oh, couscous,
peanut butter crunch,
quinoa,
Boom-chi.
You just ate M&Ms,
caviar. What was it? Say
you had caviar,
Boom-chi,
frog qua,
red sauce,
balls, oh,
marinara.
Wait,
oh, was
wait,
that
a
word?
Meatball sub.
Yeah.
Why do you say little balls? How little could they be?
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's like
medium
15
size.
Meatballs per sandwich.
They're meatball size, right?
Yeah, the meatball.
What do you think, a little?
I was
that's
thinking
medium.
Like boba balls.
That's a medium size ball.
Yeah, little balls are like boba size balls. right?
Yeah, I think so.
Imagine a meatball smaller. Imagine a meatball sub that had bulba-sized balls.
I would eat it.
Yeah, but you'd be disappointed.
I would just be like, why did they do this? Why did they take all the time to do this?
That texture would be way too strange.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't be taking bites of
it. It's too uniform.
Yeah, you're not supposed to have like five meatballs in your mouth at one time.
Unless you're a whole...
That's against God's plan.
That's like the little meatballs that they have in the Hot Pockets.
I've never had that, but that's
don't
good.
Crush our dreams, man.
I've never been broke. What's that like?
You need to sit your little sexy ass down.
And that's what we have for lunch.
What we have for lunch? Okay, the favorite button.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat.
What?
The cravings arising from deep within my loins.
Yeah.
The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires?
Oh, God.
Then I remembered Thickham Farms country bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickham, president and CEO of Thickham Farms. We farm-raise our Triple C standard hog to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thick'em. Thick'em Farms.
Thick'em Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thick'em Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and big fat boners lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Bing, bada, da, 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 motion.
That's the show, gents.
Stick it up your ass. You don't say the thing anymore.
Yeah.
I contracted that shit out already.
I'm
making big bucks.
Also, I hope you have a copy and pasted stick it up your ass.
I like the idea that this Thick'em Farms paid a sponsorship fee to anybody to advertise that they'll be at a farmer's market.
Yeah. And also they're paying for like a 90-second or 2-minute ad.
Yeah. They're getting their value worth for sure.
On prime time.
Yeah.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Was that too much? Hit 'em up!